Pierre Lemoyne d'Iberville. Iberville was an experienced fighter and frontiersman. In his early 20s, he had taken part in the famed raids of De Troyes against English trading posts on James Bay. He was a patriot and a profiteer. Government officials in New France quickly saw the potential of Pierre d'Iberville, and he was given the responsibility of attacking the English who clung so tenaciously to their forts on Hudson Bay. In 1689, Iberville led an expedition to throw the English out of the Hudson Bay area. His ability to improvise enabled him to achieve successful outcomes. For instance, at one point he and his men were on the verge of starvation. He decided to launch an attack on York Factory to gain both provisions for his men and cut the English off from their trade routes. In order to take the fort, though, he had to capture two English warships, which he did with 20 men. He took 80 English sailors prisoner and then successfully took York Factory. He returned to Quebec with a boatload of beaver pelts and received wide acclaim. While Iberville had been pushing the English out of the Hudson region, English from the territory of Maine, just north of New York, had been raiding Acadia. Moreover, he was angered upon learning of the massacre of French settlers at Lachine. Enthusiastically, he followed Frontenac's command to attack Shenandoah, Maine. D'Iberville destroyed Shenandoah and then headed off to kill more English people in Newfoundland. In 1694, Newfoundland boasted both French and English settlements. The French were on the west side, across from the eastern shore of Labrador, and the English were located across the island on the far northern eastern side. At the time, it was believed that both settlements were secure from any kind of overland attack. If you wanted to attack, it was believed you would have to approach from the sea, and the English had prepared for such an eventuality by arming their settlements with cannons trained on the ocean approaches. Iberville was a complex man. He was as ambitious and self-seeking as he was patriotic, and he was not the type of guy to back down from a challenge. The challenge before him? How could he travel over the rocky, snowy, inhospitable wilderness of the interior of Newfoundland to kill some English settlers? The killing part was easy. The traveling overland part was what, at least initially, gave him the most difficulty. But remember, this guy was a Canadian. He had plenty of experience with winter, and he had a secret weapon that the colonists of Newfoundland had never seen before. Snowshoes. Iberville acquired enough snowshoes to equip a force of 200 Canadians and natives. The well-equipped expedition walked around the interior of Newfoundland, killing and pillaging the English in that order. In total, D'Iberville and his men destroyed 36 settlements, killed about 200 settlers, and took 700 prisoner. The English prisoners were carted off to prison ships never to return to Newfoundland. And because Iberville had such a sense of style, he sent all the scalps of the dead back to Governor Frontenac as war trophies. But he couldn't celebrate his victory in Newfoundland for long, though. During his murderous rampage in Newfoundland, the English had retaken their forts on the Hudson and James Bay. He had to return and set the English straight.